Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
Last week, we celebrated King Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who lived, died, and rose again on high. He rules and reigns in wisdom and love, justice and mercy, peace and goodness, in the hearts and minds of all who are willing. To the prophets of old, it was revealed the grace that would come to humanity in the sufferings of Jesus. God shared with them his heart and foretold to them the glory of Jesus that would follow. Jesus is coming back for those who are his. In what will be the greatest love feast and celebration for all eternity. The incorruptible inheritance which God has reserved for us in heaven will be revealed when Jesus returns. It will be the ultimate festival that will never end. It is the marriage supper of the Lamb. Until that eternity comes to us, those who are his testify of Jesus. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Turn with me to the book of the Revelation of Jesus, chapter 19, verses 6 to 10. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. What an amazing moment. The voice of a great multitude are as the sound of many waters. This is the exact same sound of Jesus' voice. When the resurrected Jesus first appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, in the spirit of prophecy, John described what he heard and saw, testifying of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 to 16. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. John saw the one like the Son of Man, the eternal Son of God, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, who became the Son of Man. His voice was the sound of many waters. This is the exact same description of the sound of the great multitude's voice. Out of the transforming work of the Spirit of God, the great multitude are one with Jesus, one with God. In the spirit of prophecy, in complete oneness they declare, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. In future time, all those who have said yes to Jesus, yes to God, that is those who have accepted his right to rule and reign, will be with one voice. Together as the sound of many waters, those from both the Old and New Testament will be worshipping the Lord God Almighty. For he alone is worthy, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the Lord God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth and all things good. Out of his will, that is his good pleasure, everything good exists and was created. The bride of Jesus the Son is there, having made herself ready by saying yes to Jesus, yes to God. The bride being all those from the Old Testament, together with all those from the New Testament, having received God's right to rule and reign and his sacrifice in Jesus, will be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. Jesus is the Lamb that willingly laid down his life. He became human. He sacrificed his human life and paid the cost for us to redeem us to God, so we can live in an eternal covenant of love, a covenant of love that is pure love, selfless love, endless love, God's love. So that we could believe and receive this great eternity, God, in his great love, paid the cost for us. He paid the cost with his own human blood. For this is the love of God. The text states that it was gifted to be arrayed in fine linen. That is the righteousness of Jesus, the righteousness of God himself. This is the fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament and the reality of the New Testament. His righteousness is a gift, and being arrayed in white linen is his righteousness, the gift of himself. It is the inheritance of all who received and believed in God's right to rule and reign. We are immersed in his robe of righteousness for all eternity. For having received Jesus as Saviour and King, that is what is our righteous acts. We testify of him. We testify of his sacrifice in the cost that he paid, and his right to rule and reign. For he is the Creator of heaven and earth and all things good. For through him and by him all things exist. As the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, together we testify. Jesus is who he says he is, and he is coming back soon. The time is short. We see the signs of the times all around us. So now is the time for the whole body of Christ, that is every disciple of Jesus on this earth in this time now, to be surrendered to his will, to remove all blockages that prevent people from hearing the truth about God and self. In his truth, love, and power, no more church doctrine or denominational differences. In the daily journey of surrendering our selfish desires and receiving His transforming work, we can live in the fullness of the truth, even in this world damaged by evil. We can be truly free, free of our selfish desires and the destructive, controlling forces that they are, and of evil. That is living in the fullness of the reality of who Jesus is and what He has done and will do. For blessed are those who hear the good news in the testimony of Jesus and receive His right to rule and reign. Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show His servants things which must shortly take place, and He sent and signified it by His angel to His servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Blessed are those who hear and keep the words of the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is, those who say yes to Jesus, yes to God, and acknowledge His right to rule and reign, and worship only Him. For we are passed from eternal judgment, death, condemnation, guilt, and shame, where each day is a daily journey knowing and experiencing God more. For as the text states, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. For we are blessed with an eternal oneness and intimacy with the Eternal One, forever together in a continual love feast with God, the purest and most perfect love that only God can give, for that is who He is. When John heard these words, "These are the true sayings of God," he fell to his feet to worship the messenger of this incredible good news. Immediately, the messenger, the fellow servant, who like John has the testimony of Jesus, said, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." To worship God in Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. All throughout the book of the Revelation of Jesus, we see Jesus is the true witness, the true Word of God, and yes, the Lamb that was slain. He is worshipped in the context of being the Eternal One who created. For the Creator alone is the one who is worthy of worship. Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 to 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives for ever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." Not any created being or any created thing is worthy of worship. The worship of Jesus is in unison and oneness with the worship of God the Father. For the Father and the Son are one. Only God is eternal, and only God created something out of nothing. Revelation chapter 5, verses 13 to 14. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honour and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb for ever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives for ever and ever. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. By the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, we are fellow witnesses of Jesus. In Jesus we have been given the highest honor, the Spirit of prophecy. That is to know the truth and testify of Jesus, who is the truth. Only God can determine truth, for only God is pure and only God is good. He has no lies in him, he is truth itself. When Jesus walked the earth as a man, he revealed not only his own identity, but that of God the Father. In the context of who God the Creator is, that is Father, Son, and Spirit. Let us read John chapter 18, verses 37 to 38. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. Truth is not conditional, subjective, varying, or contradictory. Regardless of people's beliefs, actions, or situations, truth cannot be changed. Truth cannot be determined by humanity, nor is it relative to anything or dependent upon circumstances. Jesus reveals that truth is absolute and can only be determined by God himself. Only God is unchanging, eternal, and truth itself. For Jesus said in John chapter 14, 6 to 10, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Truth can only be found in Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Praise his mighty name.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.